Welcome to Haunting History, the podcast that reaches back into the past for the events that still haunt us today. Tales of true crime, mystery, and the macabre. And when we're lucky, the stories where history and the people who lived it and the paranormal meet. Now, who doesn't love a good ghost story, right? Welcome back to the Haunting History Podcast. I'm your host, Kat. We are taking a short break from our normal episodes to enjoy the holiday week, but didn't want to leave you completely hanging. So today is a mini episode of what's coming next week. Trust me, there's so much more to uncover, you won't want to miss it. But before that, I want to take a moment to thank each and every one of you, our listeners, supporters, and fellow mystery lovers, for being such an important part of our journey. Thanksgiving is a time to reflect, and I couldn't be more grateful for the incredible community we've built together. In our last episode, we explored Nellie Wood's life, her relationships, and the events leading to that fateful Thanksgiving weekend in 1981. Next week, we'll pick up where we left off, examining the haunting details of her final hours and the questions that still linger decades later. Nellie Wood's death shocked the world, but what many don't realize is just how tangled this case became in the years that followed. Conflicting accounts, new information about mysterious bruises, and a chilling timeline of events provided by new witnesses have left investigators, the public, and some family members asking, what really happened that night? In November 1981, Natalie Wood, Robert Wagner, actor Christopher Walken, and skipper Dennis Davern were aboard Splendor, the home away from home for the Wagners, and they were docked off Catalina Island. Tensions among the group were mounting as the weekend passed. According to some accounts, these tensions eventually erupted into heated arguments by that Saturday night. By the next morning, Natalie's body was discovered floating in the water, wearing only a red down jacket, a nightgown, and wool socks. At first, her death was ruled a tragic accident. The official story suggested that Nellie may have fallen into the water while trying to secure the yacht's dinghy, but that explanation left too many questions unanswered. Why were there bruises on her arms, legs, and face? Why did it take hours to report her missing? And what about the witnesses on nearby boats who claimed to hear a woman's cries for help echoing across the water? For years, his questions went unanswered. The initial investigation was closed quickly, and Nellie's death was labeled an unfortunate accident. But in the decades that followed, people close to the case began to speak out. Dennis Davern, the yacht captain, admitted that he lied to investigators in 1981, claiming he'd been pressured by Robert Wagner to stick to a version of events that downplayed what really happened. Over time, Davern shared details that cast serious doubt on the original findings, details about the escalating tension on board that night, and Wagner's behavior after Nellie went missing. Nellie's sister, Lana Wood, also stepped forward. She has long been vocal about her doubts, insisting that Nellie's death was no accident. She has repeatedly mentioned Nellie's lifelong fear of dark waters and claims that Nellie was considering another split with Wagner. In 2011, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department reopened the case, citing new information provided by Davern and other witnesses. Among them was Marilyn Wayne, who described hearing a woman's voice cry out, "Help me, please, I'm drowning." Despite these chilling accounts, Wayne was never interviewed during the original investigation and later reported receiving a threatening note warning her to stay silent. By 2012, the coroner's office amended Nellie's death certificate, changing the cause of death from accidental drowning to drowning and other undetermined factors. A re-examination of her injuries suggested they were more consistent with a struggle than with an accidental fall. In 2018, Robert Wagner was officially named a person of interest in the case. Investigators made it clear they wanted to interview Wagner further, but he has consistently declined to cooperate. Next week, we're going to talk about the reopened investigation, the conflicting accounts from those who were on board the Splendor that night, and the lingering questions about Nellie Wood's final hours. Was her death a tragic accident, or did something more sinister happen? Stay tuned as we continue exploring the mystery surrounding one of Hollywood's most iconic stars. As we reflect on this heartbreaking story, I also want to reflect on the things that I'm grateful for, starting with you. Whether you've been with us from the beginning or this is your first episode, thank you for sharing your time with us. Your curiosity and your love of history, the paranormal, and true crime, you are our people. As you gather with loved ones this Thanksgiving, take a moment to appreciate the connections in your life. Nellie's story is a poignant reminder of how quickly life can change and how vital it is to cherish the moments that we have. We'll be back next week with the next chapter of Nellie Wood. Until then, don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share the podcast with anyone who loves a good mystery. And if you have thoughts, theories, or questions about Nellie's case, I'd love to hear them. Connect with us on social media or through our website, or by sending an email to huntinghistorypodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for spending a few moments of your Thanksgiving week with us here at Hunting History Podcast. From my family to yours, happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you next week for part two of Natalie Wood's Unsolved Death. Because who doesn't love a good ghost story, right? Thank you for listening to this episode of Haunting History Podcast. We love hearing from you, so be sure to like, follow, and comment on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Haunting History Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to all your favorites.
Visit our website at hauntinghistorypodcast.com for more information on each episode, links to our Patreon page, and all of our social media platforms.
Until next time, I'm Kat.
I'm Haley.
Remember, the living are far scarier than any ghost.